I need a miracle, miracle like I've never had before. I need a miracle, miracle on the dance floor. And I'm dancing like I've never danced before. The world is a stage and I'm gonna dance it. I'm gonna sing and I'm gonna blast it with electrical love, electrical joy, and full-fledged healing for all. I need a miracle, miracle, and I'm dancing. I'm dancing like I've never danced before. Welcome back to a very special episode of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. My name is Jonathan Navi. I'll be acting as your grateful host. And this is the last episode of the year 2021. Get ready for some excitement. Get ready for some laughter, some joy, and all the goods to be activated within you. It's time to reveal what happens next. When you're reminded that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things, when miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Let's get started. The year is coming to an end, and the new one is beginning. What is time but an illusion? Time is a construct we use to our advantage so that our mind can coherently keep track of life events. In quantum physics, they say that everything happens at once, and that, really? It's our job to enjoy this linear thing that we call time. Every year, you're given an opportunity to start a new year every single day. But collectively, we all participate in this thing called 365 days a year. And at the end, we want to kind of do a little bit of inventory. How was the year? And more importantly, set some new intentions. Some new intentions that will allow you to burst through, power through, and get to that next level with absolute clarity of the vision that you desire. With that desire comes the question, what are you aligned with? Where does your alliance sit? Are you loyal to a dangerous degree, to an aspect of your life that isn't your sovereignty? Now, we all have to make sacrifices. We all have to grow up and do the thing in order to take care of very important things. Fill in the blank with your own experience, your own story. But at what point does doing something that ultimately harms you, whether it's an addiction or a job, will it be okay? Because let's say you're the breadwinner. Let's say you're the person everyone comes to with their stuff. You are a powerful being, a caregiver, a way shower. And you're always there for people. You're always there for your kids. You're always there for your friends, your family. But you're not taking care of yourself. Perhaps you're always there for your boss. You're the star of your job. You're the best at what you do. This is very likely if you're listening. You are a marvelous and an extraordinary person. And if you're not taking inventory of how you are taking care of yourself because you expect somebody else to do it for you, because you deserve somebody else to do it for you, and you still have to show up and give it your all while being drained, that's not fair to the people that come to you. I had a very good friend, Thayer Brown, who's been on the show before, mention something very powerful on a call earlier this week. And that was that we are doing a disservice to others when we don't take care of ourselves. The work that we're doing, the time that we take for ourselves to nourish ourselves, it's selfish for selfless ends. Selfless ends. And it's crucial. It's important. And it must be looked at. And you must look at it with glasses of miracles. Your life is miraculous. Do you even know why miracles exist and why miracles are considered to be such a big deal? It's because our world matrix has been riddled with these conundrums through advertising, through commercials, through music, through books, through everything that can be thrown our way and shape an idea. We've been riddled with things making us think that miracles are not the way, that miracles are not the rule, that miracles are the exception. But if you look at any scripture, if you look at any holy texts, we know that God has created this world to have a bounty and for all of us to flourish and to go deeper, that God wants to experience life through us, as this particular flavor, as this particular phase in your life. That's why it feels so good to persevere. It's like we've entered a world where we are consciously being of service by rising up, by remembering what you're here to do on this planet. Seriously, if we didn't have all the media, if we were still in tribes and communicating with our elders and having reverence for the land, do you really think we'd be in this world state that we are right now? It boggles the mind to think that some people don't see that. And the flush of energy hitting the earth with remembrance is God, is the universe, is life itself wanting to turn the corner into healing. And you have a very important role to play. And all you have to do is be you, own your voice, lean into your preferences and allow them to delight your life with magic and glory to all that is good. I'm feeling into a new vision for you and your life. I'm getting images where you live confidently each day, knowing that the source of your prosperity is all the good working through you and directing you. I see you being at peace and poised every day in the calm self-assurance that the power of God and the universe prospers you. I see you affirming that in the presence of God, you are already prosperous. And since everything is God, then how can you be without anything? This prosperity is beginning to materialize all around you. This is what I see for you. All channels of your mind are open so that you may receive intuitive direction from Source and of the beings that are trying to help you. Life is yours. Life has been given to you with the key to the kingdom. And I see this for you generating more physically and practically throughout your life every single day this coming year. So I ask you, what visions do you hold for yourself? What hopes and dreams are you keeping alive as a mandatory cause for living your fulfilled life? Everything is for a reason, and I'll tell you, everything is worth it. Once you walk with the faith that you are walking into the very real image and vision that God has placed in your heart, this burning desire, this call that beckons you towards your preferences over and over again, this love for existence, this love to stay up late and wake up early because you're so darn excited about what is manifesting and God is bringing into your life. There is no shortcut. You get to be you in full capacity with all of the soul contracts that you agreed to. Everybody gets to play their role perfectly in their lives for you to experience the frustration and give you that block you need for that evolutionary growth. that you wanted to experience before you came into this life. See, it's all set up. It's all set up by you and God. I like to think of a planning committee with the angels, the ascended masters, God, and whatever else, just working and like figuring out the kinks, figuring out the things that would give you this particular and exact life experience with full free will, so that you can get lost a little until you get humbled enough to come back to the place where you do the thing, where you learn from the thing, where you're not as stubborn and wanting to be right all the time. Get to this place where the greater, grandest picture of this is the glory of all of existence, all of time, beyond this incarnation, beyond all incarnations. Time is so vast. And when you begin to play with the grandiosity of that and the practicality of being in a body, listening to this particular episode at the moment, looking outside, looking around, like this is all very real. You can feel things in your hands, in your fingertips. You can feel warmth, you can feel cold. You can enjoy being in this human body while knowing that everything is already coated with a blanket of protection. Despite appearances, despite illusions, who are we to say that hearsay is something that will drive you into a dramatic tailspin that doesn't serve you? This is about service. This is about service to yourself, service to your family, service to your world. And when you surrender to that which you are in the greatest service to your Creator, to your humanity at large. We need more of you. And I see you showing up more and more in this coming year of 2022. It's exciting times. Truly, truly, you will never be handed something that you weren't equipped to overcome. And you don't have to overcome things alone anymore. There are so many communities, and this is such a big part of my message. We got to get ourselves out there so we can mingle with like-minded individuals and be introduced and be led through this synchronistic dance of perfect acceptance to everything. I am telling you, without a shadow of a doubt, you will get to a place where you will say to yourself, man, everything was so worth it. Because if all of that didn't happen, I couldn't have gotten here. It had to play out so perfectly. That is the natural miracle of existence, of life. And you get to participate in it every single day when you wake up. Every single day when you take that moment to breathe, to recenter yourself, you stay in the remembrance of what we're here to do and how we truly love and desire to show up. And what about that sense of worry or anxiety? What about that dreadful feeling? Well, I say let's get rid of that awful feeling. Let's get it the heck out of here. More aggressive language sometimes, because you win when you lean into an inner trust, knowing that that inner trust is coming from divine source. Whatever you want to call it, there must be something outside of yourself that is living everything, that is living the consciousness that has evolved new inventions, that has evolved new ideas, and that has allowed the miracles of the past that we live in today. This source, this surrender, happens when you are clearer and clearer in the type of construct and vessel and person and human and divine being you truly are. Know thyself. Know thyself and pledge an allegiance. I'd like to just go off the top of my head to give you an example. If you were to wake up every single day like soldiers that say the Pledge of Allegiance, who knows how many times a day, know it by heart, truly live it and believe it. If you were to make an allegiance to yourself, what would it sound like? I pledge allegiance to my God that is the same God of everything else and existence, and to my soul for which it stands to shine a light on the entire realm of existence, and to the brotherhood, as we unite and charge forth with the light. May our brothers and sisters, may we always be there for our brothers and sisters and always remember that we are on the same team and to keep fighting the good fight for the light. Something like that, you know, like if you had a very clear and simple Pledge of Allegiance, what would it be for and towards? That would give you a type of clarity. And Lamai, in the Leading Man Initiative, in one of the courses, we do work on creating an oath, taken from a few, you know, examples from a few different things, like the Green Lantern or oath, or the John Galt oath. So that, and really getting clear on your terms and standards, keeps you in that remembrance and in that space. Say to yourself, inner guide, I surrender this fear to you. Thank you. Thank you for helping me reorganize this limiting belief and restore it back to love, because it's all about love, isn't it? And I really like to reiterate the thank you aspect of things. When I pray, I thank God for the things that I am praying for. I thank Him as it already done. And it creates that sense of already done, that excitement, that emotion. And that in itself starts to change the vibration. It starts to shift the tide. You start feeling better. And that's why mantras, whether it's every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. I do believe they need to be a little bit more specific. You are constantly working towards this vision and this thing that is truly crucial to make the road feel less turbulent. Because in doing so, it's not that the road is less turbulent, it's that you have become stronger and you have become more refined in your ability to navigate and pilot this thing called life. You know, there's a beauty in certainty when it comes to faith. That needs to be absolute certainty. And when it comes to living in this human thing and living on earth and all that jazz, there's so much uncertainty. That's where that divine paradox works so perfectly. You can't get bored. You know, you can retreat if you want, but you got to keep showing up and keep showing up. Or, you know, this show is kind of pointless. And I'm telling you right now, this show called Your Life is not pointless by any means. This is life or death. It's the grand opera. It's the greatest show on earth, your life. And we, every single one of us, we have the best seat in the house. It's an all-star cast and all hands are on deck. Because you've chosen to be the magic that you wish to see and experience in the world. Every challenge and every day is actually a bonus level blessing. Everyone is seeking a magical encounter, whether they admit it or not. Why not be that magical encounter? It really boils down to your vision. Without vision, people perish. So what is your vision? How do you craft yours? Have you ever crafted a vision? You know, there's the world famous 5-year vision statement. It's one of my favorites. But there's no right or wrong way to do it. If you just sit down, take some solid time for yourself, and really get to the core, sit with yourself, feel what comes up, and write it down. It is the year 2022. I'm waking up refreshed and excited for life. I have big dreams and I'm writing them down and I'm sharing them in the appropriate environments that are empowering. I am surrounded by a beautiful, respectable, and magical community that has my back. I am constantly meeting amazing people that introduce me to things that only add more magic to my life. My relationships are harmonious. I live in the perfect place that meets more than every need for me and my family and my pets. Financial increase flows to me in abundance. More and more opportunities show up to flow these streams of income into me and my family's lives. I am of service. I speak up, I lead. I show the way and I keep learning. And I keep getting in healthier shape because I love my life so much and I honor myself so much that I can give from the capacity that I do because I was willing to take care of myself. This kept me from burnout. This kept me from massive turmoil. It allowed me to steer the ship when the seas got turbulent. It allowed me to feel secure and strong in my body and to let those around me feel secure and strong in their bodies because we were in it together and I never wavered. That is one way of doing it. Another way is to travel to the end of 2022. It is December 31st, 2022. I am with my family. I am with my friends. We are at the perfect location celebrating all the great things that happened to all of us in the past year. Oh, how things were great. This happened and this happened, and we elevated and we leveled up and we loved and we grew and we bonded and we created, we shaped, we led and shaped the way we feel and are sitting here at the end of 2022. I've healed, she's healed, he's healed, we've grown. That is another way to do it. Another way is to just make it up as it comes to you, be it bullet points, you know, and try to speak to it as in an already done. That's the beautiful part. Because even if you're writing it as fiction and as a hope, when you read it as that already done, your brain, your body still shoots off as if it's real, shoots off chemicals, shoots off belief particles. It gives you a little bit more towards that goal that you're trying to attain and really try to cover health, wealth, love, self-expression, your businesses, your relationships, your exercise, your everything, your passion. This is a new world. This is a new life every single day. But with this year-end thing, you get to create and generate a momentum. Yes, so many people give up on their resolution very quickly in January. This isn't about a resolution. This is about being able to see your own vision. Own it. Share it in a safe space if you're granted the opportunity. And then live it every single day. Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, one of the exercises that he gives you is to make a statement. I have done this by this particular date. And you read it twice a day, every single day as you're working towards that goal. It's no longer time to see if I still do nothing but hope real big, something will change in my life. No! This is up to you. Your volition is what creates your life, your choices. And if you're feeling down, it's okay. It is okay. As long as you are feeling down for as long as it serves you. Once it doesn't serve you anymore, you have to do whatever it takes to get yourself out of that. As long as it doesn't endanger yourself or anybody else. Because we need you. And it's selfish to need you. But it's selfish that people have needed you all your life. So what I need from you is for you to devote time to yourself, to give that time of vision, of clarity, of nurturing, of care. Replenish yourself. Make that a priority this year. So much opportunity, so much good, so much joy is on the forefront of this year, 2022. And if you take care of yourself, hydrate, nurture yourself, do the practices, create accountability, you will be much more apt and prepared. You will get knocked down a lot less. Cycles will diminish in their length. and you will be living in a brand new world and a brand new reality that you knew with your faith was real. You're just getting there. You're already there. You're allowed to tap into it right now as you get there. And isn't that magical? It is crucial that you live realistically. And in that realistic reality, that you expect miracles. Miracles are born from you. You can read scientific books or spiritual books around miracles, and they will tell you the same thing. The miracles are generated from this burning desire within you, an idea, a thought. Miracles are birthed from your heart and your mind by your clarity and your faith. And certain people, like Jesus the Christ, created such a belief that people experience miracles without his knowledge. And if the scripture statement that we can perform miracles and even greater ones, why are we still having a hard time accepting that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things? Perhaps it's because our truths have been scrambled. You haven't really been given the opportunity to investigate what your truth is. The beautiful thing about truths is that the greatest truths are the ones you arrive at your own time. Fortunately, we live in a world where you can pick and choose what you want to believe and hold true to your heart. Why not? This is a time when we are beginning to see how life doesn't have to be this or that, but this and that. We are seeing that the answers to our questions are simply a part of a collective whole where things stop contradicting and start completing each other. Divine dichotomies are here for our purpose. They're here because they are pieces of the cosmic puzzle. And only together can we put these pieces together and truly enjoy the image being formed, this mosaic. You know, we're part of a beautiful process called history. And there's a nice song called History Has an Eye on You. And it's more than just a feeling. It's more than just a song. It's more than just an idea. Every single one of us are playing a role in history every single day. Maybe you're out there being an activist, making moves, making changes. Or maybe you're just at home, sitting by and waiting. As long as you get up and become aware, as long as you practice acceptance and you get back into yourself, your truths, what makes you you, what makes you come alive, what makes you feel purposeful, what makes you feel unstoppable, then you're right on time. But if you're hearing these words, history has an eye on you, you now have a choice. You have been chosen. You have been activated, and you could spread the message, you can leave it, or you can take it for your own means. How will your role in history be something that you'll be proud of? That's what I want to know. I want to tune in to your show. I want to listen to your voice. I want to see the miracle that is the music that exudes you. You're awesome. Like, I know that. As you listen to this, I know you're freaking awesome, and I'm here to encourage and to remind and to navigate. I don't take that cosmic navigator role lightly. I've been learning, I've been digging, I've been uncovering the gold mine. And there is so much to share, so much to view. There will never be a shortage of the good and the God flowing through each and every single one of us. in the vessel that we show up as. That's exciting, and that is miraculous if you ask me. And isn't miracle just a natural state of things? That's awesome. As heavy as a lot of this responsibility, duty, and privilege that we have to ponder these things, I want to remind you that you can have so much fun. You can tap back into yourself and center yourself when you spend time having fun envisioning what life could be like. Dream big. If people aren't laughing at your dreams, you ain't dreaming big enough. So have fun with this process. Make it descriptive. Make it naughty. Make it fun. Make it make you smirk and laugh and feel good in your body. You are the creative director of your soul. So you can have free rein on it being weird or gentle or whatever. Your soul needs different things at different times. So really tune into that and have fun. You gotta have fun. And if you really can't have fun right now and it's a solemn project for you and you still do it, I commend you. Okay? The vision that you write must be grounded in faith, not perceived reality. The vision that you write down has got to make you feel like you've done something wonderful. You're going to want to share it. Now, I don't recommend sharing it with everybody, but I do recommend sharing it with one or two or a group of people that you absolutely trust that will encourage that vision and that dream. That is where your soul belongs, around a positive environment. And sometimes you have to go into the internet to find that. Sometimes it's in unexpected places. But this hub of community will hold you, love you unconditionally, catch your blind spots, and help you elevate. As long as you speak up and know where you desire to elevate most in your life right now. So like I said, it could be a short vision statement, or it can be a little bit longer. Whatever you need right now, I encourage you to really jot stuff down before the new year begins. And if you're hearing this in 2022, then get started on that vision, homie. You can do this at any given time during the year. But right now, there is a momentum. And you cannot get momentum from anything or anyone. You can be inspired, and then you generate your own momentum. You can hire somebody like a coach and get a plan going and be held accountable, but you're still the one generating that momentum. So please, generate your momentum. Generate your vision. You are strong. You are stable. You are capable. You are more than you're giving yourself credit for. Because I see you fully and I know who you are. And yes, I am loving, caring, and compassionate. But when it's time to cut the shit, it's time to cut the shit. You are amazing. You are powerful. You are incredibly, ridiculously good looking. Seriously. Well, you got this, and you're not alone. Listen to this, but do something with it. The speed of implementation indicates that, ooh, I just heard this great thing. It makes me feel, whoo. I don't just sit with it. I got to jot something down, send out a message, do something about it. Learning is not the act of just getting facts thrown at you. Learning, the full capacity of what learning means, is how will your behavior change? Doesn't mean you got bad behavior going on. I just mean what new thing is now going to happen that hadn't happened before because of this idea that you got. You know? It's pretty plain and simple, but it's a little bit difficult when we still have a jungle of shit that we're trying to cut through. So perhaps it's time to cut through all of it and stop tinkering, cutting a weed here, cutting a weed there. Just get it all out at once so that you can have a clear and powerful vision going into 2022. I want to bring you into an undisputable truth. You get paid by being you. So bring it. Don't hold back. Turn up the goods. That's why people pay you. To turn it up, not tone it down. You are essential. You are necessary. And you are dope AF. For reals. No, I'm serious. I would not joke about anything like that, nor take it lightly. Amazing people need to be recognized for being amazing because they're not recognized enough and they're doing most of the work. So I see you and I really admire and respect everything that you are. What is your mission in life? What is your current mission moment to moment? Do you have a perpetual purpose? A purpose so constant you know it like the back of your hand? What is that spark that will light your ass on fire with explosive positive momentum? What are you working on every day? What are you working towards every day? Tap. Tap in. Tap in. Turn on. Tap in. Turn on. Tap in, turn on. You are tapped in, you are turned on. It is your choice to tap your chest 3 times. Tap in, turn on. You're needed, and it's not a burden. It's a gift and a blessing that you get to live. You get to make the choice to tap in and turn on. You are ready for this. You've been ready for this, and you are simply remembering and clarifying the things that are true to you, because nobody has a block. Nobody has a corner, owns a corner on the market of truth. Your truth is your truth, and it can only be arrived at by your own place, your own volition, your own discernment. I love something that Neil Donald Walsh once said. Do not believe a single thing I say. Listen to what I say, then believe what your heart tells you is true. For it is in your heart where your wisdom lies. And it is so applicable to what we're speaking about here. I am not some guru or some know-it-all. I am not the one speaking. I know that Source is using me as a vessel to get these messages out. Because these messages once saved my life. These messages once changed the projection of my life. And I know that miracles are true. I know I'm entertaining. I know I'm captivating. But this isn't about my ego. This is about me showing up, tapping in and turning on, and delivering the goods. Why not? I feel good. Listeners feel good. There's more permission slips going out. We are flooding the marketplace with permission slips. And the beauty of it is that everybody gets to make their own choice. I don't want duplicates. I want an army of unique, succinct weirdos and lovers of life. Sometimes you could look at us and be like, how does that even work? But we know. And once we stop competing with each other, we start completing this whole mosaic of existence. It's remembering and coming back and unifying our forces with our visions. Now, you may think some visions may clash. Who's to say? Visions are reworked and reshaped by the things being done by every single individual on the earth. A new result is different tomorrow than it was today, because somebody listened to something, read something, posted something. We are each doing our part. Are you aligned with the good wishing to exude from you? You got a gift, even if you're feeling down. But if you're feeling down, you got support. You got somewhere you can go. Tap into community. Tap into amazing individuals, angels in the room. You are one of these angels in the room. And we get to all do this together. Do our part. Live in our world. Be selfish for selfless ends. But we all get to do this and experience our own cinematic world in our everyday life, our private life. And then we get to speak to others having their own. And then we get to create grander, greater worlds together. Now that's another thing that's exciting, another thing that's super awesome. You know, and I could go on and on and on because the good is endless. Source and the universe is infinite. And infinity is living through us in every moment, in every breath, in every thought. And I love that. And I hope you love that too. I'm very excited for what's to come for everybody. I really do see you flourishing and thriving more and more. Using your truth with love to lead and generate a brand new world. So I thank you for tuning in. I wish you a very, very amazing new year. It is an honor to be able to speak to you, to sing to you, to rap with you, to flow with you, to bring you the message coming through, to keep spreading vision, keep spreading miracles as the natural order of things. Because this is what it's all about. If it's not about this, what can it possibly be about? We're here to create a better world, not just for ourselves or our kids' kids. Some of us don't connect to our families because we're here to break the generational curses. I just recently watched a video on complex PTSD. It's not one traumatic event. It is a collection where it says that even if you were raised in a highly achieving household where there was emotional neglect, it's as bad as somebody that grew up in a highly physically abusive household. Like, it has that same type of trauma attached to it. I say that to open up the world of compassion. Everybody, if you're alive on this planet, it is very likely you have experienced CPTSD. There's 12 signals or signs. And, you know, if you're struggling at all, it's time to bring light to the things. So I urge you to seek out safe environments, safe communities. Go to support groups. You know, there's so much created for the things that we've gone through in whatever realm we've gone through. And life eases up when we stop carrying all that shadow and all that darkness. And I remember my moment very specifically when I let go of the stuff I thought I had let go of. And it was freeing, liberating. You know, I've had a few different moments, but being able to get that darkness off my chest in a safe space, in a safe community, allowed me to not live that, to not carry that, to hold no energy around it. It was clearing. And I desire a clearing for you. I see a huge clearing coming up for you on the horizon. This is a grand year of 2022. Vibrationally uplifting and healing, prosperous. This is a good time. Let's use that energy. Let's tap into it. Let's turn on. Because this is your time. And I am so excited and proud of you. And I look forward to seeing you next year on the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. I look forward to seeing what you create, what you generate, what you participate in. Because you are one stellar human being. thank you from the bottom of my heart and my family's heart for tuning in to the very last episode of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast of 2021. Thank you, 2021, for everything that you continue to bring into our lives through all the ugly, the beautiful, the everything that made up our lives and takes us and catapults us into 2022 with greater vision, greater strength. Thank you. And I look forward to seeing you next year on Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. My name is Jonathan Navi, your grateful host, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Go forth and create. Create from the core of your heart and the brilliance of your mind. I thank you for showing up and being you. Feel free to visit us on Instagram at wake.up.smell.miracles, on Instagram at Luminous Navigation, on Instagram at The Leading Man Initiative. Keep on sending us your stories of miracles, your gratitudes. I have immense gratitude for you, and I will keep showing up with all this light and all this joy and silliness and discernment and seriousness when that comes through, with full heart of compassion, full mind of brilliance, of light and navigation. My name is Jonathan Navi. Thank you again for joining us. This is Jonathan Eleazar Navi, and I just want to thank you for tuning in and showing up for yourself. Every time you tune into the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, the messages are for you, and the impact is what you do with those messages and how you integrate them within yourself. If you feel that this podcast has brought value to you or could bring value to somebody that you love and care about, please send them to our Instagram page, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. You can also find us at Luminous Navigation and for a roundtable for men to be seen, heard, understood, and to break through what new possibilities could look like. You can also find us at The Leading Man Initiative on Instagram. Feel free to send this episode or any of your favorite Wake Up episodes to anyone that you feel could benefit from the messages here. Remember to BYOM, bring your own magic. Until next time, have a phenomenal day. This is Jonathan Eleazar Navi, and I just want to thank you for tuning in and showing up for yourself. Every time you tune into the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, the messages are for you, and the impact is what you do with those messages and how you integrate them within yourself. If you feel that this podcast has brought value to you or could bring value to somebody that you love and care about, please send them to our Instagram page, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. You can also find us at Luminous Navigation and for a roundtable for men to be seen, heard, understood, and to break through what new possibilities could look like. You can also find us at The Leading Man Initiative on Instagram. Feel free to send this episode or any of your favorite Wake Up episodes to anyone that you feel could benefit from the messages here. Remember to BYOM, bring your own magic. Until next time, have a phenomenal day.